government bills proceed amid chaos. Angry Pruitt MPs boycott vetting panel. Two government-sponsored constitution amendment drafts have passed their first reading, but only after Parliament erupted in turmoil when the opposition Pruitt Party opted out of further involvement. After a lengthy debate, the joint sitting of Parliament last night set up a 45-member committee to scrutinize the two drafts within 15 days before resubmission to the joint session of Parliament for a second reading. One of the drafts seeks to change the voting system to single MP constituencies and increase the number of MPs, while the other concerns Section 190, covering parliamentary endorsement for international treaties. The second reading is expected in February, when Parliament reconvenes. The present session will end on Sunday. The passage of the government drafts came after the joint sitting of Parliament rejected two other drafts, one backed by the Pruitt Party and the other by a group of 102 coalition MPs. These two drafts failed to receive the required support of 311 votes. MPs and senators spent long hours mired in noisy protest and taunts over the drafts seeking to change the electoral system. A commotion started after the vote on the third draft when opposition MPs suspected something was amiss and called for a new round of voting. The number of votes monitored by government, opposition, and Senate representatives did not add up. Parliament President Tsai Ching-taub agreed to set up a committee to examine the vote count. The first reading was declared passed with support from 330 MPs and senators. A total of 156 lawmakers rejected it, and 34 abstained. After the draft's passage, the government proposed a 24-member committee be set up to vet the bill. The Pruitt Party refused to name representatives to the committee after the draft it supported was voted down. Several of its MPs started leaving the chamber. Chaos erupted when Biyarat Mungsan, a Pruitt MP for Royet, who defected to the coalition Pumjai Thai Party, named several Pruitt MPs as committee members. His move sparked an outcry from Pruitt members, who claimed Mr. Biyarat was not in a position to make the announcement. Mr. Chai intervened and allowed Mr. Biyarat to complete the nomination of the committee members. Cheers and boos prompted Mr. Chai to call a 10-minute break. After the recess, Pruitt MP Giti Somsap, who was absent when he was nominated, asked to be withdrawn from the committee and requested that action be taken against Mr. Biyarat, who did not return to the chamber. Mr. Chai told the Parliament he would instruct Mr. Biyarat to withdraw the names and urged those who were unhappy to file a complaint with the Constitution Court. The joint sitting then moved to vote on the fourth draft, which seeks to amend Section 190, involving parliamentary approval of any treaty to be signed with another country. The draft was passed last night with the support of 354 lawmakers. The joint sitting then underwent another lengthy process to set up a 45-member committee to scrutinize the bill. The joint sitting voted to cancel the 24-man committee, which was set up earlier, out of concern it would be a breach of the Constitution. It then set up a 45-member panel to vet both the government-sponsored drafts.